WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The standard weather observation, called a METAR, includes the prevailing visibility plus any element which may be restricting that visibility. This obscuration can be any phenomenon in the atmosphere other than precipitation that reduces the horizontal visibility. You've probably already thought of fog, which is the single most common type of obscuration. But what are some of the other obscurations? Mist is the name given to minute water particles suspended in the air when the reduced visibility falls to less than 7 miles, but more than 5/8 of a mile. When the air temperature and the dew point difference is 3 degrees Fahrenheit or less, the obscuration is usually called mist. Note that there is often not much difference in the appearance of haze and mist. Now, haze is the suspension in the air of extremely small dry particles that are invisible to the human eye, but they are sufficiently numerous to give the air an opalescent appearance. Haze is the obscuration most often noted when the air temperature and dew point difference is more than 3 degrees Fahrenheit. And yes, haze is a polite way of saying air pollution. Fog is the presence of minute water particles or droplets that reduce visibility below 5/8 of a mile. Fog is suspended in the air and does not fall like drizzle does. As noted, fog is the most common obscuration we see. Other obscurations that may occur include smoke, dust, sand, or volcanic ash. Now, dust and sand obscurations are common in situations involving a strong surface wind, which is typically absent in the other types of obscuration. When looking at a METAR observation, fog is noted by FG, dust by DU, mist by BR, haze by HZ, sand by SA, and volcanic ash by VA. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.